USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC has relaxed some of its guidelines regarding social distancing in schools. On Friday, the CDC announced that it was changing its recommendation and that students should now keep 3 feet away from each other instead of the previously recommended 6, as long as those students are wearing masks. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says it's important that the social distancing recommendations are being revisited. He tells CNBC that as we learned more about how the virus was spread, it became clear that 6 feet wasn't as effective.
We implemented it early on based on an assumption that coronavirus was going to spread like influenza, and there had been some prior research that flu spread predominantly through droplets, and if you stayed 6 feet apart from people, it reduced droplet transmission. We've subsequently learned that COVID, coronavirus, is spreading through aerosols, not just droplets, so probably 6 feet isn't as effective as it would be if this was purely droplet transmission.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A new poll shows there's a large amount of vaccine hesitancy among a particular political group. According to a recent PBS Marist poll, 41% of Republicans say they won't get a coronavirus vaccination. Hesitancy about the vaccine has steadily declined since the wide rollout of the shot, but there is still concern for officials over the number of people who say they'll refuse inoculation. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says he's trying to confront it in his state. He tells ABC News that Arkansas has tried to be proactive in addressing concerns about the vaccine.
We're going through a comprehensive education campaign in Arkansas. Part of it is marketing. Part of it is using the medical professionals to talk about the safety of the vaccine and how important it is. And as the word gets out and as people see their neighbors, friends get vaccinated, the acceptance rate will increase.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
It turns out February's bone-chilling cold set some frigid records. Wendy King reports from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
If you thought last month's bitter cold was chillier than any February's in the past, you were right. It was. New data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration puts February 2021 as the coldest in more than 30 years in the U.S. North America, Scandinavia, and Northern Asia were all significantly below average in temperatures last month. The central and eastern tropical Pacific Ocean, as well as Australia and parts of the southern oceans, were also notably colder during February than in previous years. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Mars rover Perseverance has been sending back a ton of data from the surface of Mars, and now it's sent back audio. Lance Pry has that story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The Perseverance rover captured audio while driving on the surface of Mars's Jezero crater on Sol 16, or the 16th day of the NASA mission to the Red Planet. NASA says they have no idea what the scratching sounds are and are investigating. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.